Well, the verdict has come in the Nikolai Mew case. This is the Apple River stabbing case. And following a tense and emotional trial, Nikolai Mew, who's 54, has been convicted on first degree. And here's the caveat, reckless homicide with the fatal stabbing of 17-year-old Isaac Schumann in the Apple River in western Wisconsin in 2022. The original charge was intentional homicide, and that was downgraded. The judge realized, yeah, that you're not going to prove intentional homicide on this. So you can convict on a lesser charge, which is exactly what they did. The verdict delivered by the St. Croix County jury marks a significant development in this case. The jury consisted of 6 men, 6 women, also found Mew guilty on 4 counts of recklessly endangering the safety for his actions against 4 other individuals involved in the altercation, as well as 1 count of battery. Mew had argued that he acted in self-defense, but prosecutors pursued higher charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Defense attorney Aaron Nelson expressed surprise and respectful disappointment at the verdict, highlighting the subjective nature of self-defense claims. Nelson remarked, in many ways, self-defense is a community standard, and it's very dependent upon which group of 12 people within the community you ask. The trial featured emotional testimony and evidence with key moments punctuated by prosecutor Carl Anderson's assertions that Mew snapped and stabbed Schumann out of anger. Conversely, defense attorney Corey Serafilsi argued that Mew felt frightened, trapped, and vulnerable following significant health challenges, including a heart attack and quadruple bypass surgery in 2020. Critical to the trial video was the evidence capturing the confrontation. Jurors reviewed it extensively. The footage beginning with Mew's interaction with Madison Cohen depicted the escalation of tensions leading to the violent altercation. Mew appeared visibly distressed as the video showcased the moments of confrontation, which resulted in the tragic consequences. Schumann's a resident of Stillwater. He was fatally stabbed during the altercation, which also left Alexander Martin, Dante Carlson, Anthony Carlson, Riley Madison, and Madison Cohen injured. The jury's deliberations began Wednesday afternoon and concluded Thursday morning when the jury delivered that verdict. I don't know if I'm surprised or not. It's kind of what I had said early on, that he's not going to get convicted on first degree intentional, but is there a way of this being a lesser charge? And the answer to that is certainly yes. And that's what he was convicted on. Sentencing has not yet taken place, so we don't know exactly what this will equate to for Nikolai Mew at this point.
Have you ever been to the Apple River?
I was on it
from Wisconsin
back in the day when I lived up there. I remember going on it with my girlfriend at the time, 23, 24 years ago.
Yeah. And that's probably, I used to go there as a kid.
Yeah.
You go there with friends and, a lot of drinking. Like what you do is you get these inner tubes and you tie them together and you all float down the Apple River as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a cooler and you tie it to one of the inner tubes. And the cooler usually has lots of alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're out in the sun, you're hot, you're dehydrated, you're a little drunk. It's just a recipe for something tragic, whether a drowning, and I don't want to defame the area.
It doesn't have to be, though. I mean, most people never have issues doing this. It was a very peaceful memory of mine. I enjoyed it.
Well, it was of mine, too. But I do remember a few times having been there and seeing, arguments. Like, people just grumpy and pissed off.
Yeah.
And, to me, it just seemed like, okay, so you've been floating down this river. It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous there. And alcohol is all over the place. People are hot. They're tired. Yeah. They're hungry. They've been drinking all day. To me, it seems like, wow, kind of a recipe for things to get out of hand. And like I said, it's a lovely area. It's mm-hmm. just gorgeous. But the times that I had been there, I just saw people like pissed with each other. Yeah. And so when I heard this story, I went, well, I'm not surprised. And this is the first time that's happened there. I will give you that. Yeah. But it's just an area where people are going to have fun, and reminds me a lot of sandbars. For people listening,
yeah,
I know in Wisconsin, there's a lot of like rivers, and there will be a sandbar where you can go stand in the middle of a river. You're literally in the middle, but you can stand because there's sand there.
Yeah.
People will sit and party.
It's like party coves and such that exist, you know, in other areas where everybody gets their boats. Though this is not boats, this is inner tubes, but it's a party type atmosphere. It can be with a lot of people. It can just, and luckily the river's long and huge. So, yeah. I mean, you can be with a small group. You can be with a large group. You can really kind of be by yourself if you want to. It's up to you. You can go off and do your own thing. Anytime you sit there and you're basically stagnant and sitting in the sun and drinking excessive amounts of alcohol, which is pretty much most days in Wisconsin in summer.
Yes.
That's the problem with Wisconsin, is alcohol gets involved in literally everything. You have bad things that happen at some point.
And to anybody listening, don't growl at us. I'm currently, I'm sitting in Wisconsin right now recording this with you, and you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We know this. We live this. When I was on a morning show for 17, 18 years, yep. we used to do a feature where we would, we were like looking for the highest DUI, OWI offender. The highest one that I got to was a guy, I think he was from Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Yep.
He had gotten 16. Mm-hmm. That's how much drinking is part of the society and culture here in Wisconsin.
The counties, I looked at the number a while back, and the highest rates of alcoholism or alcohol related accidents or things like that, I've lived in most of the top counties. Mm-hmm. within my life. And it was normal. And when you leave that, you're like, oh, this isn't quite the same everywhere else. And I mean, that it's a different world. It is a very different culture. Very,
really
very heavy German, very heavy, Norwegian and Scandinavian, and those places, cold typically originally, and the traditions of drinking a lot, certainly followed from Europe to the United States and are there to this day, however many generations later.
And I'm from Minnesota. If there was anything that we went to that was church related, there was never alcohol present. Here in Wisconsin, church picnics have kegs.
Yeah.
They have kegs.
I loved going to the church picnics. I think my parents did too, because my dad could sit there and have beer. And yep. then I remember going in the jump house, the jumps back in those days weren't like they are today, where they're open air. These were basically saunas. That when you were, if you weren't careful, you could easily pass out from the heat on the inside and no one would get you. Kids would just keep jumping and your body would just be propelled in the air.
Until
your drunk parent come, where... Hey, time to get out of the jump house, and then you get out and then, stumble to the car. Mm-hmm. And you're like, did you have beers? It's like, no, I was just a heat exhaustion in the jump house. Sure. Okay. You want to play the ring toss over here? Oh yeah. I remember it well. Different culture, no matter what, in Wisconsin. Not surprised that this all occurred. Do you agree with the verdict?
I do, because now just hearing about the case, my thought was, oh my, this guy stabbed somebody. It stabbed a bunch of people and it sounds horrible. But when you watch the video, and the video is quite graphic, but when you watch it, you realize this guy was ganged up on and he did feel the need to defend himself. Yeah. Now he happened to have a knife on him. Had he not, who knows how this would have gone down?
Yeah.
Would he be alive today? I don't know.
So you agree with the verdict or you don't agree with the verdict? Because you just made an argument that you don't agree with the verdict.
I know. I know. I'm wavering. Thank God I wasn't on that jury. I think he should have been charged with something. I think I do agree with this verdict. I don't know that he deserves to spend the rest of his life in jail. In prison.
I don't think it serves anything. He has no history of anything. And he was...
He did kill somebody.
Yeah. But again, self-defense. He did kill somebody. And it was fog of war is how I look at it and how I describe it, where you're being attacked in every which way and people are just screaming horrible things at you. While this is all happening, you're being pushed to the ground. There's many stories every week we hear about groups of, you know, feral kids or young adults killing people just because. And I think all that shit would be running through my mind, too. Had I had a knife in my pocket, I don't know that I would have done anything that different. And the, you know, the one thing I said is like maybe you could have waved it around and said back up.
Yeah.
And diffused it. But again, fog of war. You're making split second decisions and people kept coming at him. Even when he backed up, they kept coming at him and pushing him down. So
well, and I think, Tony, you make a really good argument here. And this is something that I learned in my concealed carry class. You need to tell people if you're pulling your gun with the intent to use it, give the other person an opportunity to go, oh, okay, I'm done. Back off. Had he shown the knife and said, back off, people, enough, would they have stepped away or would they have continued
the
aggression?
Nobody even saw it was happening until it was too late. I mean, if you watch that video for the first couple of times, you'd be hard-pressed to even identify anybody getting stabbed in it until it gets to the point where you like, look at the water and people are screaming and you see blood in the water. And it's like, oh. Somebody got stabbed. Like you could barely see it unless you go frame by frame by frame. Then you can catch what's happening. It just kind of looks like he's pushing them away, but they keep coming at him. But then somebody realizes he has a knife and then they all back off. And I don't honestly think they would have even heard him had he said, back off, I have a knife. He was trying to talk to them. He was trying to just say, I'm trying to get my phone. And they would rather scream at this person they don't know and call him a rapist and a child predator. And it's like, I'm sorry, it was chaos. And these kids were causing the chaos. They created it. And then the consequences were horrible. But I'm sorry, that's why you don't attack strangers for no reason. Verbally, physically, and everything that they did. That's why you don't do that. They were not in the right in any way, shape, or form for what they were doing, and it bit them in the ass severely, and someone ended up dying, and several other people were severely injured. But that's why you don't attack people at random that are not attacking you, that aren't doing anything to you to hurt you. You may get killed if you just randomly. I don't know why this is like rocket science to a lot of people. It's just kind of common sense. If I'm out there and I decide I'm going to start attacking someone who's just minding their own business, doing their thing. Yeah, I think one of the consequences could be being killed because I don't know who that person is and what they're capable of. And so that's what keeps you from doing that. But these kids didn't seem to have any sense of caution, of any inkling of it whatsoever. It was just, here's what we want to do. It was all impulse. It's let's go do this. This is hilarious. This is funny. We're all going to gang up on this guy. And they're laughing hysterically like feral hyenas until they realize one of the hyenas got stabbed.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from in that. I just... You know, it's really easy to sit here and Monday morning quarterback this and say he should have done this, he should have done that.
Yeah.
In the moment, it was fight or flight. He needed to defend himself. He was scared.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing anything to alleviate his fear. They were exacerbating it. So I don't know. I don't think he deserves to spend the rest of his life in prison. I don't think he's a murderer. I think the situation went poorly. I do want to see these kids somehow held accountable in some way. They're not charged with anything.
They're not going to be. There's nothing. No. Nothing. No. And at the end of the day, they're not going to be held accountable. I mean, did they learn their lesson? I don't know. I hope so. Or did it just embolden them even more to do whatever they feel they want to do at any time? I don't know, because it kind of vindicated them on this of, yeah, it was okay what you did. We're going to punish the guy who was defending himself.
Well, and it really wasn't okay, because here's the thing. That was vigilante justice. If they felt he was doing something wrong, they took it on themselves to try to mitigate the situation, which they had no right to do.
But he wasn't doing anything.
If they thought he was being a child predator, which he wasn't, but if they thought that, they should have called the police.
Yeah. You don't all gang up and physically attack the person, especially when they haven't done anything.
Exactly.
Because
so
one of the
they
one
thought
of your
he was doing something wrong, they took it in their own hands.
Yeah, it was one of the idiot friends who made up that he was coming out of the bushes and shit, which wasn't true whatsoever. And then they all just believed that narrative, and then they all just started repeating it and shouting it, and they thought that they were, I don't know what the hell they thought they were doing. I think they were just a bunch of fucking idiots that were drunk and kids. And yeah, I mean, they weren't even, they're not, I hate saying kids because, I mean, these are young adults, 17, 18, 19, 20 some year olds. You know, able-bodied people that could, you know, physically kill someone easily. If you're that age, especially if you're like a football player or something and you're pretty well built and going against the 50 some year old guy in the river. Yeah. If you're the 50 year old guy, you're at a disadvantage in most cases, mm-hmm. unless you're like really well built. And he was not.
No. So, and just recovering from heart surgery too, yeah. Really.
I do think the jury got it wrong on this. I don't really think he should have been charged with anything. I think he, you know, certainly had his experience and will ever forever deal with that guilt of what happened and probably feel horrible about it. But at the end of the day, it was self-defense. Had this happened in Texas or a stand your ground state, which Wisconsin is not, I think you would have had a very, very different verdict.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Especially, and this is even weirder, especially in Texas, if somebody pulled a gun out and started shooting, I think you would also have a not guilty verdict there as well. I think what happened is the emotions got the best of the jurors because they presented this whole super emotional story about the damage that was done. And yeah, it was done, but that's not, we're not arguing that. I mean, yes, these are the repercussions, but here's what actually happened. And it's a shame and it's horrible that this is the damage and the repercussions that took place. But what was being argued is, how did we get there? Because an innocent man was attacked in the river is how we got there. Who did the attacking? It wasn't the guy until he felt that he was in fear for his life. So, I don't know. I do think it was wrong. It'd be interesting if there's any grounds for appeal on any of this and the sentencing. I'm curious about as well. That will be, that'll be very telling. As we continue to watch the story of Nikolai Mew and the Apple River stabbing.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.